Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Leo the Great. Only two popes in history have been given the title the Great. Pope Leo is one of them. Leo was born in Rome around the year 400 and served as an advisor and diplomat for two popes. He was still a deacon when he was elected pope. Pope Leo was the first pope to call himself the successor to St. Peter. Leo was responsible for important changes in the church year. He added new feasts and placed greater importance on the celebration of Christmas. He replaced pagan holidays with Christian ones and began the practice of fasting during certain church seasons. Heresies were another area of concern for Pope Leo. He wrote letters to the bishops to help them better understand the true teachings of the church that have come down to us from the apostles. He gave sermons correcting false teachings, and he even called an important church meeting to deal with the confusion caused by false teachings. Leo the Great is also responsible for helping people understand the meaning of the Incarnation, God becoming man in Jesus. For his great gift of teaching, Pope Leo has been given the title of Doctor of the Church. We honour Pope Leo the Great as a saint. We praise God for the leaders he has given our church and thank him for the talent and example of Saint Leo. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to credio.org.au.